This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is returning home after a one-day summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Before leaving Russia, Kim said the candid and meaningful talks were about promoting peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula. Journalist Yevgeny Baranov has been covering the summit for VOA via Skype. He says the meeting was a chance for the two leaders to get to know each other.
Well, the major outcome of the meeting is actually an introduction to each other, to get to know each other, and actually to show the world that the contact between Russia and North Korea is still possible and still relevant.
That's Yevgeny Baranov reporting for VOA via Skype from Vladivostok. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is running for president. He made the announcement early today in a video message.
The core values of this nation, our standing in the world, our very democracy, everything that has made America, America, is at stake. That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for president of the United States.
AP Sagar Magani reports President Trump is reacting to Joe Biden's announcement.
The president tweets, "Welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe. I only hope you have the intelligence, long in doubt, to wage a successful primary campaign." The president warns it will be nasty, saying Biden will deal with people who truly have some very sick and demented ideas. He adds, "If you make it, I will see you at the starting gate."
That's AP's Sagar Magani reporting. The United Nations has evacuated 300 Libyan refugees from a government-run detention center in Tripoli after some were allegedly attacked for protesting bad conditions. 12 people were sent to a hospital. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. envoy negotiating with the Taliban in Afghanistan says the answer to lowering the death toll in that country is to achieve a peace deal. The United Nations released a report saying more Afghan civilians were killed in the first 3 months of 2019 by U.S. and Afghan government forces than by the Taliban and other insurgents. Zameh Khalilzad says on Twitter, the U.S. deeply regrets any loss of innocent life during military operations. The powerful tropical cyclone Kenneth in the Indian Ocean is expected to strengthen as it heads toward the East African coast near the border between Mozambique and Tanzania. The storm comes as Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe struggle to recover from last month's devastating cyclone Idai. The current storm presents new challenges to the recovery from the earlier cyclone, whose massive flooding killed at least 800 and displaced tens of thousands of others. Climate change activists disrupted activity in London's financial district Thursday as part of an ongoing campaign to raise awareness of the issue. Members of the group Extinction Rebellion blocked a major road leading into the London Stock Exchange, glued themselves to the exchange's doorway, and climbed atop a train at the financial district's Canary Wharf station. The group has caused mass disruption across Britain's capital city for nearly 2 weeks, blocking several major streets, bridges, and commuter trains. U.S. President Donald Trump is denying that he ordered White House counsel Donald McGahn to fire special counsel Robert Mueller. The firing was intended to stop Mueller's investigation into the Trump campaign links to Russia in the 2016 election. The president's latest attack against the Mueller report is part of his growing anger at the prosecutor's portrayal of his presidency after initially claiming the report exonerated him of wrongdoing. Opposition Democrats in Congress have launched several investigations of Mr. Trump's actions as president, but Trump is vowing to try to block all efforts to investigate him. U.S. officials are expressing confidence that countries who have been operating under waivers to buy Iranian oil will be able to find alternative supplies when those waivers expire next week. The officials cited China, Iran's biggest oil customer, as a country they say should be able to fulfill its oil needs elsewhere. China has criticized the U.S. decision, saying Chinese business with Iranian companies is transparent and legal. U.S. stocks are mixed in midday trading. For all the latest news around the clock, please download the VOA mobile app or go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.